Today, I want to highlight the 9 essential rules that have completely transformed my life. Because of them, I live with intention every moment of every day. And that just feels incredible because I just feel peace, fulfillment, and happiness knowing that I have these rules in place that are going to encourage me to truly live a life by my own design. What I love about rules is that they create guardrails, right? When you have guardrails up, it makes it so much easier to know when to do what. What to say yes, what to say no to. It just gives you peace of mind because these guardrails are created to help keep you on track. Rules, boundaries, they're interchangeable. They're all the same, right? And rules are necessary if you want to truly live a life by your own design. Because if you don't, you will always be playing and living by the rules of others, which I'm sure some of you listening right now, that has not worked to your benefit. And that's why you're here listening to this episode today. So if you don't set them, you will always, always, always be living by the rules of others. An example of that could be having an 8 p.m. meeting on a Friday, or when you're saying yes to every invite, you feel like you're depleted, right? So you need to create the rules to live by in order for you to have this life by design that just truly works best for you. There's a reason I don't allow 8 p.m. meetings, and that's because I have a strong stop working time of 5 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. So anytime someone tries to book a meeting outside of that window, I just politely tell them I can't do it, and here's my available dates and times. Once again, without rules, our time and energy will be wasted doing all the wrong things, and that is something we want to avoid. So these are the rules that I've created that help hold me accountable and help me live a life by design that works best for me. Number one, daily self-care is non-negotiable. I am a huge, huge advocate of it. And that's why I preach it so much on these podcasts, through social media content. Self-care is the foundation for how I show up on a daily basis. There's a reason I feel 10 out of 10 daily. And that's because it is a priority. I do not start my day until the meditation and the workout is complete. And then I feel energized, motivated, inspired, proud of myself because I followed through on getting those two important habits completed, even on the days I don't want to do them. I turn off Netflix mid-episode when my bedtime rolls around. I kid you not, it literally happens. I will pause and stop the episode to then prioritize the sleep, because I know I need it to feel great the next day. I prioritize self-care so I can be the best version of myself, not only for myself, but for the people in my life, to those out there listening in my community. I do it to be the best version of myself. And so that's why I've created it as a rule. It's a non-negotiable. There's no question of if I'm going to do it. It's more of a question of when I'm going to do it, which is why I've built it into my schedule ahead of time, so I don't even have to think about it. Number two, schedule everything in advance. It will create discipline. So that goes right off of what I was just saying, which is when I create my schedule and I build in these things that are important to me, it makes it so much easier for me to follow through because it holds me disciplined to them because it is now on my calendar. Jocko Willink, recently said, or not recently, but I heard it on a podcast recently, discipline equals freedom. And I love that because through the act of discipline, we feel much more free because not only are we following through on the things that are important to us, but number two, it gives us peace of mind not having to figure out when am I going to do what. And it's just so much easier on us. So I've completely eliminated decision fatigue, which is what I was just saying, which is when am I going to work out? When am I going to go on a date with my partner? When am I going to call my parents? It's already built into my schedule, which then creates a sense of peace and freedom within me. Important areas of my life don't go neglected or left behind because I schedule it in advance. And because of that, I just feel so peaceful. I can't say the word peace enough. I feel peaceful every day because my whole day is laid out ahead of me. I know what I'm supposed to be doing and when, and that just feels so good. I remember the times not long ago where I wasn't as intentional with my day. And so it just felt like consistent stress, overwhelm. And I've been able to eliminate that by just simply scheduling out everything in advance. Number three, if it causes stress or overwhelm, delegate or eliminate it. So living a life by intentional design is not about doing the most. It's about doing less, actually. It's about being very intentional with the things that we want to do and carving out the time for them and eliminating everything else. And when you live like this, you just recognize that there is only so much time in the day and it is impossible to do it all yourself. You can try this. I have tried this previously, and that is what leads to the burnout, to the overwhelm. You're just moving from one task to the next. You are sacrificing quality. You are just constantly on the move, and your mind is running at a million miles an hour. So if I feel like I have too much on my plate, I ask myself, what needs to be pushed back, right? That's a simple thing I can ask myself. I either push things back or I just get it off my calendar completely. If there's something I don't like to do, I pay someone else to do it, such as cutting the grass, editing my websites, making graphics, etc. These are things I either don't like to do or I know I am not an expert at, and so I delegate it to other people. There are things that have to be done, that need to get done, but I don't allow myself to do them because I know my time is better spent elsewhere. I only want to spend my time doing the things that I absolutely love to do. And I want to outsource or delegate or eliminate everything else. I don't want it to be on my plate. And I think truly that is the skill that really helps people live a life by not only design, but also what I think ultimately helps entrepreneurs reach incredible levels of success is they recognize they can't do it themselves. So they put other people in place to help them execute. Number four, if it's not an absolute yes, it's a no. I'm going to keep hitting on this probably almost every other episode, I'm sure, on a podcast, or you're going to see it a lot on my social media content, because I really do think one of the core pillars for people to learn and understand for living a life by design is you have to learn how to say no. The best thing that I learned in economics class in high school was this: opportunity costs. Opportunity costs works in a way where when we say yes to something, we are saying no to something else. So if I say yes to a phone call later this evening, that means I am potentially or most likely saying no to rest time for myself, time with my partner, time to read, or time to do anything else. It's the opportunity cost of what am I giving up by carving out time for this thing, and what are the other things I could have given my time to? There will be a ton of wasted time and energy by saying yes to something that I don't want to do. Because when I say yes to that thing and I don't want to do it, I'm dreading all the time leading up to it. I'm dreading the time there. And then I'm disappointing myself after the fact, which is just it's just a lot of wasted time and energy. And when you're living a life by true design, you're not allowing that to happen, which means you need to learn how to say no to people. Which case I say no often. Number five, value daily progress more than the result. When I hyper-focus on the small daily steps, I feel more joy, fulfillment, happiness on a daily basis. It feels incredible because I am so hyper-focused on this podcast right now with all of you. I'm not thinking about the running to-do list of all the other things I need to do because I recognize these small steps are what is going to get me to the life that I want for myself. And I'm already living it presently. There's just different evolutions that will come of this lifestyle with time. I recognize that 99.99% of my time is always going to be spent doing the work, and 0.01% is going to be celebrating the win. This is how I've approached building the Life Designer Club, which I've been speaking on, sharing out, taking all of you along for the ride of building out the course and community, which will be coming towards the end of April, early May. But it's such a massive project that if I wasn't able to truly value the small daily progress on a day-to-day basis, I would have given up probably 2 months ago because it's such a huge undertaking. But because I've approached it as I'm going to value the progress I can make today alone, And then I repeat that the next day and the next day, the next week, the next few weeks, the next month. It's allowed me to not only enjoy the day-to-day and feel excited for that, those small wins I was going to accomplish in that given day, but it's also allowed me to stay consistent and disciplined to doing all the work that was needed to actually build it out. So this has helped me strip away also attaching my identity to the results. I continue to remind myself, focus on the process. Don't get obsessed about the result. My identity isn't attached to the result. My value as a human being isn't attached to the result. And that's also created peace within me. Number 6, always do what makes you happy. It's not selfish. It's absolutely necessary. Because if we don't prioritize doing what makes us the most happy, who's going to do it for us, right? There's a people-pleasing tendency to always want to do the thing that's going to make the partner, the friend, the family member, the colleague, the employee, et cetera, happy. But at some point, we have to ask ourselves, but what's going to make us happy? Because if we don't do this, if we don't prioritize what makes us most happy, who is going to do it for us? So this means we should cut ties with anything that does not bring us joy. People, bad habits, opportunities, you name it. If it doesn't make us happy, it's time to eliminate it. Number 7, let go of other people's opinions. This is incredibly important because if we listen to them, we are essentially allowing them to make our life decisions, okay? Imagine we have Fred who is offering their opinion on what we're doing every single moment of every day, and we're listening to them. Fred is essentially in the driver's seat of our life, and he's making the decisions on who we date, what job we take. He is running our life. And I think for a lot of people, they're valuing their parents, their loved ones, their significant other. They're valuing their opinion so much that they're literally allowing them to make these choices and they're living by them. Had I listened to the opinions of people when I was getting out of college and I didn't get a job, had I listened to them, I probably would end up getting a job I hated and I don't know where I would have been. Or, you know, looking back on high school, I didn't take a video class because none of my friends were taking it, even though I was really interested in taking it. They didn't have an opinion on me on taking it, but it was, I allowed myself to attach my interests to what their opinion was, which was taking other classes. And now look, fast forward 15 years later, here I am in front of a camera, or if you're listening, you know, recording this on a microphone. I ended up getting into this production world. So I had to learn how to let go of other people's opinions. I got a recent DM actually too from someone who provided me their unsolicited opinion. And I had to remind myself to just let it go, that I didn't need to attach myself to their opinion and that they're allowed to have their opinion. I just don't need to listen to it or take or see any value in it. So I think that's really important, is learning to let go of other people's opinions. Number 8, learn to control the distractions or it will control you, okay? The world wants to pull me in every direction. There's emails, there's texts, there's calls, there's social media posts, etc. I feel so present right now as I'm recording this because I don't need to be anywhere else. I don't need to worry about any other distraction. I get to be here, right now with all of you. And that is my responsibility, to not get caught up in it, right? I have to control the distraction by creating boundaries, rules, separating myself in order for me to create the space to do the things that I love and et cetera. But I have to take control of it. It's my responsibility. And the way I've done this is creating these hard boundaries that I've talked about in other podcasts of when I'm available and when I'm not available. And this has helped me take back control of my life and be in control of my time, because I'm not allowing others to kind of text me, call me, or getting caught up in the mindless scroll. I controlled the distraction. And number 9, make pivots as often as necessary. Inevitably, my goals, interests, wants, needs are going to change. And with that comes the desire to make changes, okay? If I was gung-ho on like, this is the route, I need to do these things, I need to follow through every step, and at some point I don't feel like it's the right step anymore, and I don't allow myself to make a pivot, I'm gonna be miserable, I'm gonna be angry, I'm gonna be frustrated that I'm doing something I don't wanna do. So I've learned to give myself permission to make pivots as often as I need to. I don't get caught up on, well, this is the path I'm on, so I got to keep going. I just listen to my intuition. I listen to my gut and I make those changes to do so. I feel free to make those decisions. I feel peace to make those decisions because I trust that the previous decision I needed to go through to get me to this next point, but now to continue moving forward, I need to move forward and I need to hit the reset and go a different direction. This is the only way to truly live a life by design, to allow yourself to make those pivots as often as necessary and to do it whenever you feel the need to do so. By no means do I suggest or think that any of you or all of you need to live by these rules. These just happen to work for me. And if you want to take some of them and run with them, please be my guest. But these rules were created with intention because they are aligned with the values, the goals, the interests, the life that I want to live. And so that's why I've designed these rules with intention. So my challenge for you would be to create your own set of rules to live by. Ask yourself, what are my priorities? And what rule or rules can help me to create, to hold me accountable, right? Think about those rules. Think about your values, your priorities, your goals. What are the rules that you can create that are going to create the guardrails to encouraging you to stay on track? And remember, you are the designer of your life. You get to set these rules. And if you don't do it, you're always going to be allowing others to create the rules for you to live by. So please take some time in the next 24 hours to start writing out these rules. And anytime you feel like, ooh, that kind of didn't work well, either make a new rule or adjust the rules that you have right now. Head over to bobbyhobart.com to learn more about my weekly newsletter, my digital courses, or my one-on-one coaching program. I know I mentioned the Life Designer Club. That is a private course and community that's going to be rolling out at the end of April. You can also get on the wait list on my website. I would highly suggest you do so as you will be receiving a discount when the product launches from being on the wait list. So if that is of interest, I would head over there and get yourself on the list. The best way to support this show, screenshot this episode on whatever platform you're listening in on, post it to your IG story, tag me at Bobby. That's B-O-3-B's, 4 A's and a Y. Share out the post on your IG story. Let me know what was the biggest takeaway. How did this episode change your perspective? I would be so curious to hear. So please do so today. You can also, if you would love to, please leave a rating on whatever platform you're listening in on. That is greatly appreciated. Spotify, iTunes, whatever platform, drop a review. It helps the show tremendously. So please do so today. Thank you for tuning in. It's the Bearded Man Podcast.